From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the U.S. presidential race, Democrats are set to show a unified party with a positive vision for the country at the start of their convention Monday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her vice president pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, gave that message a test run Saturday before a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida, where Kaine made a case why he believes Donald Trump is not suited to lead the country.
Trump saying he'd leave our allies at the mercy of an increasingly aggressive Russia. And folks, that's an open invitation to Vladimir Putin to just roll on in. Even a lot of Republicans say that that's terribly dangerous.
Clinton told the crowd in Miami that she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for the country than the message of Donald Trump, who suggested at the Republican convention the U.S. is overrun by crime and in a state of despair.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls, embracing the diversity that makes our country great, lifting each other up, standing together, because we know there's nothing we can't accomplish once we make up our minds.
Clinton will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. The secretive spy group WikiLeaks is stepping into the U.S. presidential campaign just days before the Democratic National Convention gets underway. WikiLeaks has unveiled email messages among Democratic Party leaders during the early stages of the campaign selection process, appearing to show that party insiders mocked and criticized Senator Bernie Sanders even while publicly claiming neutrality in the contest between Sanders and Clinton. The manager of Sanders' political campaign said the disclosures could potentially affect party unity during the Democrats' national convention opening Monday in Philadelphia. This is VOA News. Friends and family and of victims of Saturday's attack in Kabul gathered for a vigil at the site of the attack on Saturday.
They already have given their martyrs. They already have been killed, and they're not afraid of anything after this. I think the most frightening thing is to be killed, yeah? Now we are killed, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
The Islamic State terror group says it's responsible for killing at least 80 people and wounding hundreds in the suicide bomb attack at a protest rally in Kabul. A website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. The attack occurred as thousands of ethnic Hazaras marched through the streets to demand a planned power line be rerouted through their poverty-stricken region. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that German security services will do everything possible to protect the security and freedom of all people in the country in wake of two attacks in less than a week. She spoke to reporters following an emergency meeting of her Security Council in Berlin earlier Saturday. The meeting comes a day after an 18-year-old German-Iranian shot and killed nine people, wounding more than two dozen others in a crowded Munich shopping mall. Police say he took his own life after going on the rampage. Investigators say he was obsessed with mass shootings. Investigators also added they found no evidence in his apartment linking him to any terrorist group. Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe and knife on a train in Germany, wounding four people before police shot him dead. A senior faction of South Sudan's armed opposition is moving to replace its leader, First Vice President Riek Machar, who went into hiding earlier this month for fear of being killed by supporters of longtime rival President Salva Kiir. The push to replace Machar surfaced Saturday after he failed to heed a 48-hour ultimatum, from the president to return to the capital, Juba, to continue building and promoting peace in the aftermath of fighting earlier this month between those loyal to the president and those backing Machar. A 2015 peace deal ended the fighting, and another agreement in April led to the formation of a transitional unity government and to Machar's reinstatement as vice president. However, Kerr and Machar have yet to integrate their forces. For details on all of these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I am Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.